This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. Kicking off the third hour, it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We have been, well, all over the board this evening, as it tends to happen here on Free Talk Live, because, well, people can call in and talk about whatever they want.
Live.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's you're talking about something we talked on the podcast that we talked about on the podcast maybe 2 weeks ago or whatever. We're happy to talk about it. Something that's going on
might
in the news
just need
right
you to, you know, like catch us up to speed a little bit, add some details, because you know maybe we were on the show whatever night you're talking about, but chances are somebody's listening that wasn't listening then.
Right. We don't pick one topic for an hour and then pretend like we know everything about it.
Right.
That's not what we do here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk to us about whatever the issue might be. Maybe we have to learn about it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Listen to freetalklive.com. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening. It's about the case in Pennsylvania there where a whole bunch of priests are being investigated and because of sexually abusing children, or that's the allegations anyway.
Yeah, in several dioceses in the state of Pennsylvania. And one would presume if it's going on in several dioceses I'm not Catholic, I don't know how to pluralize this. One would presume if it's going on in several dioceses in Pennsylvania, it's going on all across America and all around the world, one would presume.
Yeah, well, it's actually the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And what I'm getting at here is Catholics who are disgusted with that need to remember that there are also divisions of the Catholic Church that allow married priests. I think at the root of the problem is that the Roman Catholic Church doesn't allow men to join the priesthood who are married. And yet, like the Melkite
sort
Catholic
of.
Churches do allow married priests.
The what? And, Catholic churches?
Melkite. Check out Our Lady of the Cedars in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm mentioning that name just because there's a reference point. People can easily find their website on the internet if they search for Our Lady of the Cedars in Manchester. They can learn more about different, not only Catholic churches that are under Pope Francis. You see, the Catholics have this thing about the chain of command because it is their belief that this is from when Jesus told Peter, I am going to build my church on you, and you're going to start this church, and that they are deriving, they are in the inheritors of that.
The keys of the kingdom.
The keys of the kingdom, and therefore, you know, if you go to a Protestant church on Sunday, then you're not fulfilling your duty to attend a mass on Sunday. But obviously, if Our Lady of the Cedars is also under Pope Francis, then you're fulfilling your duty.
Are these other Catholic churches under Pope Francis or not? I don't understand. I know that there's lots of divisions, and I know there's plenty of popes out there. They're not all Pope Francis. There's lots and lots of popes, and I'm just trying to figure this out.
The Melkite Catholic Church that I mentioned is under Pope Francis. There are other divisions that are under Pope Francis. And also, the other popes, keep in mind, if you want to look at it that way, they were under the same basic organization, and they just had these splits. And who's to say which split is really inheriting the keys to the kingdom? So, like the Armenian
Orthodox, that's your thing.
These other Orthodox churches they call themselves Catholic, but not Roman Catholic. So,
right.
You know, whether they actually inherit the keys to the kingdom or not is a matter for individuals to decide. But also, if they take a look at what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, it very strongly says that bishops have to be married to a wife. And so
let me address some of this, my thoughts on this. First off, I know that Anglican priests can switch to the Catholic priesthood and retain their wives, but if they, for whatever reason, their wife dies or something, they can't have another, or they get a divorce or whatever. They can't get another wife. So there's another sort of inroad. But I would agree that I think this whole celibacy thing, and the celibacy thing is only about 1,000 years old. The Catholic Church is 2,000 years old. The celibacy thing is a real problem, in my opinion, because what it does is attracts people who believe that, among other things, I'm not saying that every priest by any stretch, I don't believe that, but it can attract some that have sexual problems, and they believe that the celibacy thing is going to somehow solve that problem. It's just a vow. And as we can see by these allegations, not saying they're all true, but it seems like some of them certainly are, that people who have these problems are rushing to the church. The church doesn't need that. And they can solve that really simply by getting rid of this thousand-year-old rule and just say, well, we've decided that's not working out, so we're going to change that.
They had a rule until Pope Francis came along that if you've had an abortion and you want to have that forgiven in confession, you had to go to a bishop. And Pope Francis changed that to, no, you can do that with a parish priest. The Pope can change this rule on celibacy of priests, and if he won't do it, it's already changed in some divisions of the Catholic Church under Pope Francis, so that, you know, by attending those instead of the churches that require celibacy, that they can put their money where their views are, or simply switching over to one of the other very closely related churches, like I was saying, Orthodox churches. Only the individual can make that decision whether they are actually attending a mass that is performed under the authority of, you know, the keys to the kingdom. I can't address their views on that, but
right. I don't find that particularly motivating. You know, the keys of the kingdom were given to Peter, and then this, that, the other. To me, Peter was a stand-in for everybody. That Jesus was giving the keys of the kingdom to everybody, but that's just my interpretation.
Right, there are a bunch of different interpretations. That's why there are a bunch of different denominations. There's, as you mentioned, Tom, there are several different forms of Catholic Church, and then there are several different forms of Orthodox. There's the Greek Orthodox. There's, some other, the Eastern Orthodox, a Western Orthodox. There are churches that are headquartered in, like, Ethiopia, where they claim to be descendants of the lost tribe of Israel.
Yeah, but you did tell me something I didn't know, though, Tom.
Yeah, there's the different popes, but yeah, under Pope Francis, there are churches like that. And also, if you take a look at, like I said, 1 Timothy 3:2, and you're saying, now, wait a second, is the Roman Catholic Church obeying what the Bible actually says? If so, then if not, then why not go to a church that arguably inherits the keys to the kingdom and is following that scripture? So there's some options there. Put their money where their views are and their principles are, instead of funding a church that's overrun by child molesters.
Thanks for the call, Tom. You know, it's not like the Catholic Church didn't have some warning on this whole molestation situation that's going on.
I've been hearing reports about this for probably two decades.
Yeah.
And reading some of the reports out of Pennsylvania, it sounds like some of these things, the priests were intentionally, preventing people from going to the authorities, if you will, until after the statute of limitations expired so that they could not be held criminally liable.
Yeah, well, that's not a surprise the criminals would attempt to, hide their acts. I mean, but, yeah, the Catholic Church needs to distance itself from this. And to me, that's the best way to do that is to simply allow priests to marry. Then you will not, you shouldn't, at least over a period of time, you should divest, at least through death, divest yourself of the perverts. And you'll have a normal smattering of pedophiles and those sorts of things, you know, amongst your ranks, rather than situations where, you know, whatever they have. But, I mean, you know, there are pedophiles in the world. They shouldn't be given power over children.
True.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Super nodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I want to tell you a crypto tip.org. Daryl, this is something that mostly Ian put together, but, you know, we kind of helped. We had some input. I think it's a really great idea.
Yeah, so I've used it a handful of times. It's a way that it allows you to leave a tip in cryptocurrency for someone that has provided you with goods or services, preferably in addition to leaving them a cash tip as well. And one of the good things about crypto tip, as opposed to the way when I first got into crypto, if you wanted to give somebody a tip, you'd put it on a paper wallet that would have the private key and the public key, and if they didn't cash it out, well, that crypto's lost forever. And yeah, there's actually probably a good bit of crypto that is lost forever because of that. But with this, if they don't redeem the crypto, it comes back to you.
That's right. It's unredeemed tips expire and return to you. It's a great outreach tool. Check it out, cryptotip.org. I think that there are a few better ways of introducing people to cryptocurrency.
And I think right now CryptoTip is doing Dash and Bitcoin Cash, more currencies, I believe, to come.
There you go, cryptotip.org. Cody Wilson, this is the guy from the Liberator gun, the 3D printable gun.
Yes.
And recently there was a court case out, a ruling and a settlement and these kinds of things. And many attorneys general around the United States were upset with the federal government. They say that they really dropped the ball on this. And the feds are saying that they're misinterpreting the ruling or something?
Yes. So there was a lawsuit brought by, I think it was like 18 attorneys general across the country, the lead plaintiff being the attorney general from the state of Washington. Defendants include, but are not limited to, the U.S. Department of State. Department of Justice on Thursday filed a brief in opposition to the preliminary injunction brought against the State Department, and that agreement that allowed the files to be posted on the Internet. Now, those files, they've been out there for a while. There may or may not be a torrent that I may or may not be seeding right now that may or may not include zip files of all of these schematics.
Yeah, that's really important to note here, is that this is a bunch of wasted legal wrangling surrounding files that are already widely available on the Internet.
Yes.
This is just a lawsuit as to whether defense distributed Cody Wilson's company can distribute these files.
Can post these files on that particular website.
Again.
Because yes.
They've already been there.
They were there several years ago.
Yeah, downloaded, seeded, out there, propagating.
Right.
And as many people as want these things have them. I've held one of these Liberators in my hand. I'm not even sure it's considered a firearm. It didn't have a bullet in it. It's just a piece of plastic. It didn't even have a firing pin.
Right. So, yeah, let's continue, and we can discuss whether or not it is or is not a gun, because you could basically make a gun out of a tube of toothpaste and some super glue and a newspaper.
The federal government has a strong definition as to what a firearm is, and I don't believe the regulator fits that.
The Liberator.
Yeah.
In the brief, the DOJ accused the attorneys general of misunderstanding the issue at hand in the settlement. It further claimed that the AGs want the Department of State to exceed the authority granted to them under current law. DOJ said the case was not about the legality of 3D printed firearms, but rather about the potential export of technical firearm data to foreign nationals.
Right. This is another point that Cody Wilson has made multiple times, is it is completely legal for you to fabricate your own weapon in your own home. And I believe that that's true in all 50 states. I'm not a lawyer, but these are the things that I've heard him say, and he's obviously the kind of guy that would check that out.
It is not necessarily legal for you to manufacture that, and that's the legal term for printing the 3D gun, and then sell that gun.
It's always about the selling. And don't forget the state lines. That's important, too.
Yes.
Robert in Grand Rapids. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm a fairly new listener, so I'm kind of new to your show, and it's very much caught my attention on Sunday nights. And so I'm kind of testing the waters as far as conversation. You guys mentioned cryptocurrency. a few minutes ago, and I am extremely serious and very interested in trying to invest some money into one or two different cryptocurrencies. My problem is that I have a severe handicap with technology as far as where to go, who to trust, how to do it, where to put it, and if it sells. I know a few people that have it, that have tried to sell it. They've made a killing on their initial investment, but then when they go to sell it, it's been a difficult thing to do.
Huh.
I am totally clueless as far as how to get it. I've heard that it can be a little tricky, and I'm not about to go on the internet and put some money online and trust something or someone that I have no clue about. And I'm hoping you guys have a suggestion about where to go.
Well, first I would start at Bitcoin.com. They're going to give you the best sort of ground-up education on cryptocurrency. It sounds like you're somebody who really wants to do some reading on it. Secondly, you're going to find some exchanges. You know, there's several different exchanges. If you're talking about an American exchange, and you're calling from Grand Rapids, so you probably are, the one that's been recommended to me by Roger Ver at one point was, he had some money there, and he said it was always worked for him, was Kraken. I have done some business on Kraken, and that certainly worked for me. Another possibility is getting a cryptocurrency wallet from Bitcoin.com, and then you can do trading inside the wallet with Shapeshift, which is just an app.
I would suggest the Coinomi wallet because it is,
I find that easier,
multi-currency, where the Bitcoin.com is Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. The Coinomi wallet has a lot more options.
Yeah, I hope you're scribbling these things down as we go, but you can always go to freetalklive.com and download the show. We keep the archives going back for forever and ever, so you can just look for this date. It'll be right on the front page tomorrow, and then after that, you can check for the date.
I definitely will do that. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your advice and suggestions.
Yep. Let's talk about how we get out of crypto, because that's an important thing. First off, there's the folks like us say, you'll never get out of crypto. The United States dollar will die. Now, let's look at the world as it exists today. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't.
Been hearing it's going to collapse in 6 months for 20 years.
Yeah. So let's look at how to get out of crypto. If you use one of these exchanges, like Kraken, for instance, what you would have to do is you have to send some money in. Maybe you wire from your bank account. Maybe you send a check. However it is that they're asking for the money, you send it in. Then you do your trading, however you're going to trade, buy whatever currencies you're going to buy. I have put some in some of the currencies that I manage here. I put some into Zencash recently, and that's the stock tip I'm giving. Then again, a stock tip is worth what it's worth. And then when you decide I've made or lost all the money I wish to make or lose on this, then you would just be it would be attached to your bank account, and Kraken should be able to move it right over, transfer it in, and it should be relatively easy.
And as always, we are not giving financial advice. Never put more money into anything than you are willing or able to lose.
Yeah, and don't forget, nobody else wants anything either. Thank you for the call, Robert. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and his attorney Rudy Giuliani expressed confidence that White House counsel Don McGahn did not say anything harmful to the president over months of interviews with the Russia special counsel. But the New York Times is reporting that the Trump legal team doesn't know how much McGahn told investigators. Among the president's Sunday morning tweets, he attacked the Times for publishing a story about the White House legal counsel and his apparent cooperation with the Russia investigation. He compared Don McGahn to Watergate figure John Dean, who helped bring down the Nixon presidency with his Watergate testimony of criminal wrongdoing. The president insists McGahn is not what he calls a John Dean type rat. In response, John Dean tweeted, "Trump is bungling and botching his handling of Russiagate." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Would you be interested in an event where Judge Napolitano, Ron Paul, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose were all some of the big names that were speaking? It's a Liberty Movement event, and they'll be gathering in Acapulco, Mexico, from February 14th through the 19th. Bunch of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, ANCAPs, all in Acapulco, Mexico. I've gone three times now, I think, for the event, and every time it's just been amazing. I actually emceed the very first event. It was a great time. Great time had by all. I think you'll be really impressed with just a whole bunch of different types of folks you see there. And I don't think you can walk out without having learned something at Anarchapulco. It's a great event. Health, sustainability, lifestyles, philosophy, politics, investments, entrepreneurship, personal relationships. 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. Go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL to register and receive 15% off. It's anarchapulco.com. Code FTL. Daryl, you were telling me about some of the specifics of the federal government. The Department of Justice is attempting to give us the nuances of this Cody Wilson ruling.
Yeah, and it wasn't a ruling. It was a an agreement between the Department of State and Defense Distributed. I think there had been some kind of case, and then it was settled out of court. And in the 50-page, and I'm not going to read all 50 pages of their response here, but the introduction says, and this counters something, Mark, that you had said. The introduction says the manufacture or possession of plastic guns that are undetectable is a serious federal crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Among other statutes, the Undetectable Firearms Act prohibits the manufacture, possession, sell, import, or transfer of undetectable firearms.
I'm not sure what the federal government considers manufacturing, but it's my understanding, and this is from what Cody Wilson was saying, is that you can make your own guns anytime you want.
Oh, you physically can, but the federal government might wind up arresting you for having, and they also say the possession. So if you make it and you possess it, it may or may not be a federal crime.
Well, in my case, it would have been something entirely different, yes.
The Department of State here, they're saying in their introductory statement, it is illegal. They continue, the Department of Justice, among other agencies, enforces that prohibition and will continue to do so vigorously. Neither those enforcement efforts nor the prohibition itself is affected in any way by the actions challenged in this case. So they're saying from the get-go, whatever is being challenged is not the actual law. Continuing on the article from Free Beacon, they cite a little paragraph here that says, this case is not about the regulation of U.S. persons who wish to utilize a 3D printer to manufacture their own small caliber firearms. Rather, this case concerns the Department of State's delegated authority to control the export of defense articles and services, or technical data related thereto, that raises military or intelligence concerns. The department is tasked with determining what technology and weaponry provides a critical military or intelligence advantage such that it should not be shipped without restriction from the United States to other countries or otherwise provided to foreigners, where beyond the reach of U.S. law, it could be used to threaten U.S. national security, foreign policy, or international peace and stability.
Yeah.
Domestic activities that do not involve providing access to foreign persons, by contrast, are left to other federal agencies and the states to regulate.
Sounds like a bunch of legal gobbledygook, but I get where they're coming from.
Right, and then they go on to say, and I know that we've got some calls that we need to get to, but they go on to say that the files here, the distribution of these files, are not presenting national security concerns.
Okay. I guess. I mean, it seems like, I know one of the things that this Defense Distributed does is it sells a CNC machine, a little tiny CNC machine where you can make your
own. Right, you can't download the CNC machine from the internet. They're not talking about that at all. That CNC machine is not at all part of this thing. They are talking specifically about the schematics for printing things from a 3D printer.
I gotcha. It's all murky, I guess is what I mean. There's a whole bunch of different aspects to this. So once you buy this, what apparently is quite legal, 3D, well, the CNC machine, where you can take a block of aluminum and turn it into an M16 lower, and then buy, if you want, all the accoutrements.
That's not at all what this CNC machine does. So
it's not?
You have to
remember,
buy.
Remember, I've been there.
I know you've been to Texas,
okay.
And I know you've seen a machine that did something, but this did not take a block of aluminum and then turn it into a lower.
Okay.
What it does is you are allowed to legally purchase something that is referred to as an 80% lower. You put that into the machine, and this machine drills the holes where the holes need to go.
I see.
So it's not just a raw block of aluminum.
I will admit, I did not see an entire, a raw block of aluminum go to a lower, but I did see some routing going on.
Yeah, so that's drilling of certain holes.
Okay.
That's what this machine does.
But pretty much anybody can buy an 80% lower. You really don't need any kind of license or anything to do that, right?
You can go online right now, and you can find an 80% lower. Alexa, search for 80% lower.
Let's go to David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. You know, as libertarians, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where when this issue came out, I think I raised the issue of insurance and market forces, where if somebody were to sell you a defective lower or pot metal, just about the time we talked about this, I had my first 3D tooth made, and seems like a good quality thing, but I watched it being made on a 3D, and it wasn't a printer. It was simply a little block of whatever type of material it is, and these little cutters cut the exact shape, and sure enough, it seemed to fit on there pretty well as a crown. But if you didn't have high-quality block of something, you know, whether it's plastic or aluminum or anything else, you would have a defective hot metal
blow apart
Saturday night, Saturday night special. And this has been a long-term setup because a few years ago, I think it was as far back as into the Bush administration, that the laws were changed to lift legal liability from the gun manufacturers who were selling these Saturday night specials that would blow up in your hand. So I would think that if somebody had a, you know, the software to make one of these things, they bought a block of something, whether it's your lower or, you know, your more raw material, and it was defective in the software or defective in the parts and material, who are you going to sue?
It's a good question. Who are you going to sue? I bet it feels a lot like the people who are, you know, whatever situations, you know, have some kind of medical reaction to a vaccine, and they can't sue the vaccine companies because the federal government has limited their liability.
Well, I'm not sure if that's entirely true, but the point is that market forces are subverted.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
whether
they are.
Your example is true or not, it's market forces. If you believe in market forces, this is subverting market forces.
I'm not sure the 3D printer is. I mean, you know, in the same way that I can, if I 3D print a cup, you know, it could fail on me. I wouldn't probably die. But just because you don't have somebody to sue, you take your own responsibility. Thank you for the call, David. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Tell you about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. If you believe in the ideas of liberty, then I encourage you to go to amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brings the ideas of liberty to we get millions of listens a month from the best I can figure out the numbers. Now, there's just not another show out there that can have the kind of reach that Free Talk Live does from a push media standpoint. So, I think we're bringing the ideas to people in ways that, heretofore have been very difficult to achieve. $5 a month helps us to do that more so, reach more people. Another radio station could be hundreds of thousands of listens per week. And we just need a little bit of help to do that at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord. We got Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in. Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. I know a little bit about 3D printing and firearms manufacture.
All right.
I hate law. As a Christian Anarchist, I can't stand laws, but it's funny. I tend to study law. And one of the things about making a firearm, let's forget about 3D printing for a second.
Yep.
Let's just talk about making your own firearm.
All right.
It's well established by the Supreme Court that citizens have the right to make their own firearms. Now, that includes drawings of the firearms, definitions, instructions, everything that you need to know to build your own firearm. All this information is protected, free speech. And it's allowed by even the Supreme Court has ruled that you can have this stuff. Even that's why they can't get rid of the anarchist cookbook, because everything in there is protected free speech. It talks you about how to build bombs and how to do all kinds
make
of stuff.
Napalm and a whole variety of things.
Oh, the napalm thing that got busted by Mythbusters, where they actually tested several of the things in the anarchist cookbook.
Did they? I've never tried to do any of this stuff. And
oh, I've never tried either, but they did it, so I didn't have to.
Yeah. Check that out.
And the Anarchist Cookbook has a disclaimer in the front that says, none of this stuff has been tried, so don't expect it to work. But anyway, it's still protected free speech. And as far as 3D printing these so-called undetectable weapons, now you can 3D print yourself a AR-15 lower 50 times a day if you want. You can print all the AR lowers you want to do and build yourself firearms out of your 3D printed lowers. There's absolutely nothing in the law that says you can't do that. So the only question, and that's part of what they restricted these guys from releasing, is files about 3D printed lowers and even just drawings of a Colt 45 in 3D. You know, they said, well, you can't put that stuff out. It's already out on the internet, and there are websites where you can find it and download the entire archive, which I've already done. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with owning that information. It's just information. The part about 3D printing your own so-called undetectable firearm, the scanners they have at the airport will detect his undetectable firearm. It's been proven that these undetectable firearms are not undetectable. So now you've got to define in the law what's an undetectable firearm, because it's clear that Cody's Liberator single-shot pistol is detectable by existing scanner technology. So
yeah, I would imagine it was.
Right, so it's not even undetectable. But the point is, they don't have a legal leg to stand on in what they're doing. So this might just be one of those things where they just do it, and everybody knuckles under, or the goon squad comes in and beats the crap out of you and burns your house down, or the Supreme Court will come back in a future decision and say, well, no, you can't restrict that. I don't know which way it'll go, but it's a well-established law that you can have all of these things.
Yeah, Cody Wilson seemed, when he talked about it, seemed very clear, very confident that you could build your own firearm at your own house. Now, obviously, when the Department of Justice sends out its little memo here and it makes it sound like you can't, they're not the Supreme Court. They aren't the highest law in the land.
Right.
They're making the federal prosecutors.
Their legal argument.
Yeah.
To the court, and then the court will determine whose legal argument is right. And it could be that, well, you were kind of right here, and you were kind of right here, so here's what we're actually determining.
Right, and the ability to make your own firearm doesn't mean you have the ability to possess or carry a firearm. That's something that the state would have to, each state would determine one way or the other, and it gets, you know, pretty murky.
Okay, the way the law is about manufacturing your own firearms, and I think this is well established in all the states because it is well established at the federal level, is you can manufacture any firearm you want, and you can possess it, and you can fire it, and you can shoot it, and you can take it to the gun range and do whatever you want with that gun as long as it's your firearm. You can never transfer it to anybody else, not even your heirs, so...
But you can't
die,
bear it necessarily. You can't carry it someplace. So, I mean,
according to the law, it has to be destroyed when you're dead.
No, I mean, like, so let's say you're in New York City and you can manufacture your own gun. I don't imagine that you can just carry that thing concealed just because you made it yourself.
Right. Concealed laws are different. And again, I don't agree with any of those laws. They're all unconstitutional as far as I'm concerned. And they're all against the natural order and the natural rights that man has. But the established law for carrying concealed is different, and it's actually changing in New York because they had a rule now saying that it's unconstitutional for New York to restrict to have some of these restrictions. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, it's all very very interesting. And then of course they got laws for who can carry them, and if they've had domestic abuse situations or felons or felonies or these kinds of things, it changes everything.
Right. So. Now, one thing that I think is going to be interesting, if there does appear to be separate laws for 3D printed firearms versus firearms that have been smithed and milled and other things, would there be some kind of equal protection argument to be made?
Well, I don't know about that, but the point about building your own firearms, like in New York City, where you've got prior restrictions in place, that one you're going to have to deal with New York City. But as far as building them, like out in the county and most city, you know, most states out in the county where you don't have a lot of those restrictions, they can't stop you from doing pretty much anything, including the 3D printing. Because a lot of people on YouTube, you can see people that have 3D printed lowers. Usually they fall apart after a few rounds because the weak point is where the butt stock screws into the lower, and that usually breaks.
Right, and that's one thing that is really interesting, is that these things are not reliable. They only last a couple of shots, but yet somehow, if we allow these files to exist on the Internet, everybody's going to become a mass shooter.
Well, the time goes by, it'll get better.
Yeah, technology is getting better by the minute, and the 3D metal printer that you can afford is right around the corner. They've been getting cheaper and cheaper.
Well, at this point, the CNC machine that you can get is what would allow you to put together your own militia inside of a couple of weeks.
Yeah, there are ways around all of this, you know. And when it comes right down to it, the way the government's going to get everybody's guns, like you said, they say domestic violence, you can't have a gun, this, you can't have a gun. That started in the 1968 Gun Control Act, which is the stepping stone to confiscation of firearms, because all they need to do is keep expanding the definition of who can't own a firearm, and pretty soon no one can own a firearm.
Right. Once they can take the firearms from one convicted killer let out of jail, they can take it from everybody who's got a traffic ticket. I mean, essentially,
they used to give your gun back when you got out of prison. People don't understand this. If you were arrested and sent to prison and on your person you had a .45 semi-automatic, and that was in your property, when you got out prior to 1968, if they didn't have to have that for something else, you got it back because
it's
prior
yours.
To 1968, you had your right to keep and bear arms when you were released from prison. This whole slippery slope started with that 1968 gun. It actually started in 1922 with the machine guns, but it really took a big step in 68 with that Gun Control Act.
Gene the Christian Anarchist, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap for this evening. It's been Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Check us out at freetalklive.com. We will bring to you tomorrow yet another edition of Free Talk Live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If it's that time, we're on the air. It's Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.